with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Southern states are bracing for bad weather.
A tropical weather system near the Florida Panhandle is showing a moderate chance of becoming a tropical depression. The National Hurricane Center says that the system could impact southeastern Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. New Orleans residents like Alex Trapps are preparing.
This is going to be my first big storm since being here, so I really don't know, but I listen to everybody else, and so I'm just getting prepared the best way I know how.
Heavy rain is expected, with New Orleans bracing up to 10 inches in some areas through Saturday. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Trump has signed a bipartisan bill aimed at stopping the flow of fentanyl into the United States. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Joined by parents who lost children to fentanyl overdoses, the president signed the Halt All Lethal Trafficking of Fentanyl Act.
And we take a historic step toward justice for every family touched by the fentanyl scourge.
Under the new law, the opioid will be classified as a Schedule I drug, which promises tougher prison sentences for those convicted with trafficking fentanyl. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vice President J.D. Vance on Wednesday made the Trump administration's first big pitch to sell the public on President Trump's sweeping budget and policy package in the swing political turf of northeastern Pennsylvania. Vance says no Democrats supported Republicans who voted for big tax cuts.
We worked so hard to get this legislation passed, to cut your taxes, to prevent big tax increases, to make it easier to save and invest right here in this great country that all of us love.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 231 points, the NASDAQ rose 52, the S&P advanced 20. This is SRN News. An Ohio judge makes it easier to get abortion pills.
The Hamilton County jurist has cleared the way for the drugs to be handed out by doctor's assistants, nurse midwives, and other non-physicians. The decision will make it easier for women in Ohio to end their pregnancies via drugs, which is now the primary way that women in all states end their pregnancies. The judge made reference to last November's vote by Ohio residents approving an amendment that enshrines abortion in the state constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities are looking into another angle in a shooting at a church in Kentucky. The gunman, 47-year-old Guy House, was apparently seeking his estranged wife when he opened fire inside the Richmond Road Baptist Church in Lexington. But now the New York Post reports social media posts have come to light in which House is seen posing wearing a Palestinian headdress similar to that worn by terrorists. This is SRN News. A key coalition partner quits the Israeli government. The latest from the media lines, Felice Friedson.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has edged one step closer to collapse of his government with the resignation of a religious coalition partner. The pullout by United Torah Judaism leaves a majority of one seat as other parties threaten to follow suit. The issue? Exemption of religious citizens from the draft, a political reality reviled as unfair by those who do serve in a nation where both men and women are drafted at the age of 18. Army service is also the nation's most formative and unifying experience. Raising tension, too, is the frequency of armed conflict, as illustrated by the Gaza War nearing its 700th day and 900th casualty. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.